You're listening to SBS News.
Investigators from the Australian Federal Police have opened a formal investigation into allegations made by self-proclaimed Chinese spy Wang Lesheng that China sought to interfere in Australian politics. The 26-year-old is believed to be hiding in Sydney following claims he conducted spying operations for China in Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Australia. The claims have engulfed Canberra, and now a former Prime Minister has weighed in on the controversy. Kevin Rudd has labelled the government's approach on China immature.
Australia needs a more mature approach to managing the complexity of the relationship than having politicians out-competing one another on who can sound the most hairy-chested about China on any given day of the week.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Chen Shuang has called the response from sections in the media and some politicians hysterical.
They are constantly fabricating cases of so-called Chinese espionage and infiltration into Australia. I think no matter how bizarre the plot is and how their tricks are refurbished, lies are always lies.
The consequences of the explosive allegations are also playing out in Taiwan. Police there have detained two people identified by Wang Lesheng as accomplices in the spying operation. Mr. Wang is now seeking political asylum in Australia. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the government is committed to protecting Australia.
The Morrison government is absolutely committed to making sure that we protect our nation and our people and importantly our sovereignty. And we do take foreign interference very, very seriously. Now, as the Director General of Security has consistently stated, Mr. Speaker, the Australian public, our country, faces an unprecedented level of foreign interference, and we're going to deal with it, Mr. Speaker.
Labor's Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong is calling on the government to work out how best to engage with China.
Our relationship with China is a complex and consequential one, and it's getting more so. We need to, as a country, work out how we engage best with China in a way that furthers our interests and safeguards our sovereignty and our democracy. It is incumbent upon the government. It is their job to lead this discussion with the Australian community.
Australia's spy agency, ASIO, has made a rare public statement confirming it too is actively investigating the claims. Amid the investigations is a call for calm from Kevin Rudd.
I've just got one word of reflection from having been in office for a while. Hasten slowly. Assemble the facts. See what the hell is happening here.
Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.